Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm your host, Tim Streifler, and my co-host, David Blackman, is out for the time being, getting some much-needed time off and rest, and he will be back with us soon. In today's episode, we are talking about how to get more web design business today. A lot of times you can research this kind of stuff, and it'll help you put some strategies in place. It's going to help you get business later down the road. But a lot of times you want business now. Either things are slow or you're just getting started. And so you want new clients today, not 3 months from now when things start to take, when you start to get some traction. So some of the things I'm talking about is actually from a recent episode of Divi Chat. So for those of you that don't know, David and I are a part of the Divi Chat podcast that we do live with some of our colleagues every Tuesday, and we talk about different things related to Divi and web design in kind of a roundtable discussion type of setting, and it's live on YouTube every week at 4 p.m. Central U.S. time, and so you can use a time version or a time conversion chart online to see what time that is in your time zone. But yeah, I definitely highly recommend checking that out. If you are using the Divi theme especially, but even if you're not, because we talk a lot about things that aren't really related to Divi specifically, but just kind of good to know for web designers, such as episode 128 of Divi Chat, where we talked about finding your first clients when starting out. And so these are things that I think are useful, even if you're not starting out, because everyone has slow patches. Even if you've been in business for a decade, things are going to slow down. You might have a consistent client that sends you a lot of business, and it, you know, things change up for them and they're no longer sending you that business. And all of a sudden, your biggest client no longer is sending you work. And so now you need to figure out ways to get some new business. And so some of the things I'm going to talk about today is what we talked about in that episode. So definitely recommend checking out that episode of Divi Chat, because we talk a lot about a lot of these things more in depth, and you can kind of hear my co-hosts on that episode and hear their thoughts. And I was actually outnumbered on that episode. I was the only dude with three incredible female web designers. So the first thing that I always recommend doing, whether you're starting out or not, is you want to make sure that everyone that you know knows what you're doing. And so you want to make people aware that you're building websites, and that you can help them or you can help someone that they know. And so there's definitely a right way to do this, or I guess there's a wrong way to do it. And you've probably seen it online, the wrong way to do it, where you see someone just kind of spamming their Facebook friends and posting about their online business or their multi-level marketing business or whatever. And it's just kind of rubs you the wrong way and makes you not interested, even if you would naturally be interested in whatever it is they're talking about. And so what I did when I first started out was right off the bat, I had decided to go full-time into web design. And so I spent several weeks rebuilding my site, you know, gathering all the sites that I'd done in the past to build up my portfolio to, you know, make myself look good so people would want to hire me. And then what I did was I did a blast on Instagram and Facebook and basically just told everyone, hey, this is what I'm doing. I'm doing web design full time now. Let me know if you need a website or if you know anyone that needs a website. I'm open for business, essentially. You know, I did it in a tactful way that wasn't spammy. And I didn't do it like that was really the only time I've ever done that. I haven't done it since. However, it basically, I planted that seed for a lot of people. And so they knew what I did. And so I'm still getting referrals from people from high school or college that I haven't talked to since high school or college. But because I planted that seed, they're reaching out and be like, hey, you're building websites, right? Like I'd love, you know, for you to build the website for this or whatever. And so, and I'm getting referrals from that. And so that has paid off, you know, even now. And that was, you know, I don't know, 5 years ago. I don't remember how long ago it was that I did that blast, but it's paid off tremendously. And then what I also did was I created my business page, and then I invited pretty much all of my Facebook friends to like my business page. So it was just kind of, and I did it around the same time. So it was kind of like another reminder, like, hey, this is what I'm doing. But again, I haven't done anything since. I don't spam. I don't post anything about any of my businesses on social media at all. I just don't like to be that person. But I think it is important to do initially when you're kind of, you know, starting out. But even if you're not starting out, if it's something you've never done, go back and do it. Because you'll find people that will want to hire you. Again, you want to do it tactfully. You don't want to do it in a pushy way or in a spammy way at all. But that is something that could literally get you business today or tomorrow in the very near future, as well as later down the road, like it's done for me. Another thing that we talked about in the Divvy Chat episode was in terms of getting new business is partnering up with other businesses in your area. For example, IT companies get asked a lot about building websites for their clients. I have my CPA, actually, he hired an IT company to come in and, you know, set up their local servers, you know, to store client sensitive information and make sure everything was locked down and secure, set up their phones and their email and stuff like that. And the IT company did all of that. And this particular IT company gets a lot of their clients asking them if, can you build me a website as well? Because they're in a place where they're typically helping new businesses get started move into a new location and stuff like that, kind of in that transition phase. And because they're doing something technical, people will just kind of assume that they know something about doing websites. And so a lot of IT companies don't do websites, have never built a website, or a lot of them will do it because they get asked so much, but they're terrible at it. They're not designers, and the websites end up looking like poop. And so if you partner with a local IT company, they can send you some of those leads. And then, you know, vice versa, you can refer business to them, because if you've been doing web design for a while, a lot of times your clients will think of you as everything technical. So when their printer goes bad or they need to set up a new email, they're going to come to you. And it's like, no, I'm not doing email troubleshooting, or I'm not setting up your phone line for you. Like, you know, and so if you have an IT company that you can refer to, it could be a very, very mutually beneficial partnership. And so that can be a great way to get business in the very near future. And so kind of to piggyback off of that, partnering with other types of businesses too can be very worthwhile. One that might seem a little bit counterintuitive is partnering with other web designers. So for example, if you're a small, you know, one man show, one woman show, or maybe you have a small team or whatever, but there's some companies, big agencies in your local area, we'll reach out to them, you know, try to get connected with them, and, you know, form a friendship, you know, some sort of partnership, because a lot of those big agencies will have minimum price points and they're usually pretty high. And so, for example, they might not touch anything below $10,000, you know, certain agencies here in the US. And so a website to them, because they have a big team, they have a lot of overhead, they do a lot of, you know, big enterprise level clients and so forth, they can't do anything for the smaller businesses that can't afford projects at that top tier. And so they turn down a lot of business. And so if you can form a good friendship with the people there, they can pass off some of those leads to you, people that are approaching them. And then vice versa too, probably won't happen as much, but I've had projects that have come my way that are a little bit over my head or too big of a project to where it just, I don't have, you know, the capacity or the time or the desire to do a project that big. And so then I'll typically refer them to companies I know that can handle it. And so, you know, that's probably more rare. It's probably going to be the other way around, but partnering with other web design companies, big agencies, can be a really good thing. So, and the third thing I want to talk about is networking groups. Connect to local networking groups, get yourself out there. It can be a great way to get business in the near future. As well as kind of long-term, form those long-term relationships with other professionals in your area. Again, you don't want to do it with a kind of a selfish ambition. You want to, you know, be out there to serve and provide value and help. And then you'll get clients in return. So you don't want to go out there just for the, you know, a very selfish attitude of just wanting to get leads and sell people stuff. They'll shut you down. They'll call you out and no one will want you around. So networking groups can be a great thing though. So hope those ideas are helpful. If you have any additional ideas or things that you've done to generate business in the short term that you want to share with us, leave a comment. The comments are open on wpgears.com for each episode. And so leave a comment, let us know what your thoughts are, what your ideas are. And we would love to talk about them in a follow-up episode in the future. So tune in tomorrow for another awesome WordPress web design business or marketing episode. We look forward to having my co-host David Blackman back with us soon too. And until then, take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.